I don't know why. I just like learning about this stuff. It's kind of like maybe nothing faces me anymore. So I'm like, I need to find something that actually makes me feel something, you know, like
right.
disturbing, like really fucked
you
up.
You want to feel disturbed.
I want to feel something.
Very, no. very disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Allied Rebels podcast, a show about video games, movies, pop culture, and so much more. I am joined once again by the fabulous Leah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am ecstatic. I'm happy that you are back and joining for this very spooky episode. We are talking about movies that are based on a true-ish story. So what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing about this because I'm a scary cat. So I need to see what's good out there and see what I should watch.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm going to force you to watch. All right. But first, what is going on with you, Leah? What's new with you?
Well, we'll be going to the Pumpkin Patch soon. So probably been a decade or so since the last time I've been to one. So it's probably changed so much.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the food.
Me too.
And desserts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of want to try some sweet potatoes and a turkey leg.
Yeah.
I just don't want nobody looking at me eating it.
Just go behind a shed or a barn and just eat it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. They do the ribbons. Like the, remember I was telling you about those kettle potatoes? They also have a sweet potato version of it. So, but one thing that I remember trying last time was like this apple funnel cake. So it was like almost like an apple caramel pie. Ooh. It was so good. So good.
Try that.
For sure. You should.
And the kettle popcorn I want to try.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite. Yeah, everything's good, to be honest with you. They have all these like desserts, all these things.
Well,
you
can, I'm buying one of everything. I'll take one of everything.
Me too. I always take one of those giant bags of kettle corn back home.
Oh, I like popcorn. Just don't like that the popcorn kernels get in between your teeth.
Oh, that's a personal problem. I hate you just that. Gotta floss.
I do. Floss is boss.
Floss is boss. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but that's like, can somebody invent popcorn that doesn't do that?
You know, I don't know if they can. Kernel-less like actual
popcorn.
But I mean, there's Pirate's Booty. Have you ever had that?
No. What is that?
It's literally just the Cheeto Puffs, but it's shaped like popcorn and it's flavored with white cheddar flavor. So it's good. And
Pirate's Booty?
Yeah, that's what it's called. It has a little pirate in the cover. So yeah.
I will try that then.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
Yeah. No kernels in it.
Yeah, no kernels.
Oh, and I watched Aquaman. It was a really good movie. I recommend it. I'd probably put a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I can't believe that there's a movie that you've seen that I haven't seen, especially this being like a comic book type movie. Yeah, I mean, I watched Justice League, but there wasn't enough time for me to watch Aquaman. My boyfriend said we were going to get to it. We still haven't yet, but definitely have to watch it before the second one comes out.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch the Aquaman, the second movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, his fit or his style, it fit for the movie, but, you know, his hair still got to go.
yeah.
And what's new with you, Roxy?
So I'm happy to report that my air plant is still alive, so yay. Yeah, I know, on that part, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. I hope that it grows a little more buds so I can keep splitting it up and I can have a bunch of them.
That'll be nice. That'll be really cute.
Yeah, I'll give you one when I finally get that.
Yay.
And then another thing, I watched the new Exorcist movie this weekend. I thought it was okay. I don't want to spoil much because I think this is something that I want you to watch. The first one, I watched it for the very first time in my life, literally like 5-6 days ago. I loved it. I thought it was really, really good, especially for it being a movie from the 70s. I was blown away. I'm not going to say much more about it because I'm going to talk about it later on, but I'm really, really stoked about it. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to have to put it on my list to watch.
Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on to the topic today, we're going to be talking about some movies that are based on a true-ish story. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is The Conjuring. And this movie came out in 2013. It is centered around Ed and Lorraine Warren, who were paranormal investigators and authors associated with prominent cases of hauntings in the U.S. It is a franchise. There's The Conjuring and then Conjuring 2, Conjuring 3. And there are different cases that they went through. The first one is about the Perrone family, who experienced increasingly disturbing events in their newly occupied farmhouse in Rhode Island in 1971. This is a movie that I really liked. It's really, really good. And yeah, it deals around like this demon named Bathsheba. It was just really good. The acting was phenomenal as well. So I think that's definitely one that you should watch. Because you were telling me that you haven't seen this movie, right?
No, I haven't. But I do want to see him. Well, this one, of course, the first one, second and third, because I'm sure that, you know,
yeah,
if they made
sure
all these movies up like that, I mean, they had to be good.
Yeah, especially because they're based on, you know, real stories. So there is some controversy regarding how true the stories are, because some of the things have been debunked here and there. And it's kind of like you say in Spanish, la chaman crema sus tacos, you know, that mm-hmm. means like they embellished a little bit. So either way, I kind of came to the conclusion that whether or not they're 100% right or, you know, a little bit embellishment, I still thought they made good ass movies. So
yeah, and especially the director is a good one, so it had to be good, no?
Yeah, so James Wan, he's someone that has been involved in a couple of different movies. Either if he's not directing them or he didn't write them, he's producing them as well. So he's involved in a lot of these movies that I really like, mm-hmm. One of them being the Insidious franchise. But yeah, so he directed The Conjuring, and his way of storytelling, it's really good. So okay, so then moving on. The next one is Annabelle, and this one came out in 2014. Again, it's also inspired by a story regarding a doll named Annabelle. The original doll was a Raggedy Ann doll, but for the movie, they used a porcelain doll that was a little disfigured because obviously it was definitely more unsettling than a Raggedy Ann doll, which, like, we had one growing up.
Yeah.
They're cute. They're not really scary. So.
No, they're not. Like a stuffed stick person.
Yeah, pretty much. Dress. Yeah, just like a pillow in the shape of a person.
Yeah, not scary at all.
Mm-mm. So according to the Warrens, a student nurse was given the doll in 1971. They stated that the doll was behaving strangely, and a psychic medium had told them that the doll was inhabited by the spirit of a deceased girl named Annabelle. The student and her roommate, you know, they tried to take care of the spirit-possessed doll, but the doll started exhibiting malicious and frightening behavior. So at this point, they contacted the Warrens, and the Warrens came and pronounced the doll demonically possessed. So they ended up moving it to their museum, and it remained in the Warrens Occult Museum in Monroe, Connecticut until the museum closed. So
I really want to go to that museum, but too bad they closed it.
I know. Well, from the last thing I read was that the museum belongs to one of their family members. I think it's like either like a nephew or something. And I thought that they were trying to open it up again eventually. But when it was open, though, they had a priest go in and bless the whole museum, like, I think monthly, just so that, you know, nothing freaky got out.
Well, I wouldn't go if that happened, but I mean, I still want to go. I just, what if they possess you or something?
Yeah, no, fuck that.
That's
shit.
Scary as hell.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you want to experience something in real life, there you go. It's like going to Walmart, or, you know, it's like Horse is Us. You can go pick up a demon if you want.
Yeah, I don't want to go with my scary ass.
Okay, and then moving on, the next one is The Amityville Horror. This one came out in 1979. The movie follows a young couple who purchase a home that is haunted by combative supernatural forces. And the movie is based on Jay Anson's 1977 book, also called The Amityville Horror, which the book documented the alleged paranormal experiences of the Lutz family, who briefly resided in the Amityville, New York home, where convicted killer Ronald DeFeo Jr. committed mass murder of his family in 1974.
So,
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It is.
So basically, on November 13, 1974, Ronald DeFeo Jr. shot and killed six members of his family at 112 Ocean Avenue, a large Dutch colonial house situated in a suburban neighborhood in Amityville. In 1975, he was convicted of second-degree murder, and he was sentenced to six terms of 25 years to life in prison. And he ended up dying in prison in March of 2021.
Oh, shit. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That didn't click until right now.
That's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. How old was he then?
I don't know. He must have been ancient, though. But, yeah.
Six terms of 25 years.
Mm-hmm. He was going to be there forever, pretty much.
Well, six terms, that's like 600 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's 25 times six, whatever that is. Oh. So, either way, he was going to be there till he died.
With no chance of bond.
I mean, would you give someone that killed six people a chance to go out into the world again?
I wouldn't.
Hell no. Yeah, fuck that shit. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. I never knew that. I always heard about this movie. I've seen pieces here and there on TV, but I don't remember much because I was also, like you, I was scared of scary movies. I didn't want to watch it by myself. But this is always one that, for some reason, I always wanted to watch it.
It sounds interesting, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to watch it because it's still scary, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But if we had like a movie night, would you watch it?
Yeah, I would.
Awesome, yeah. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then moving on to A Nightmare on Elm Street. This is one that we talked about in a previous episode. We really want to watch this one.
Yes, we do. That's on our bucket list.
Yeah. So this one came out in 1984, and it's a supernatural slasher film. And the basic plot of it is a group of teenagers are being targeted by Freddy Krueger, who is an undead former child killer who can murder people through their dreams. And he's doing this as revenge to their parents who burned him alive. So, yeah, he's pretty fucked up, I will say. Freddy's one that I watched him when I was really young, and for some reason, I was always scared of him.
I think he has dark humor, doesn't he?
He does, but it's something like, as a kid, I didn't pick that up until I was older, yeah. You know? But yeah, the film was inspired by several newspaper articles that were printed in the Los Angeles Times in the 1970s about Hmong refugees, an indigenous group in East and Southeast Asia. But these people were fleeing to the United States because of war and genocide in Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. The condition afflicted men. So if you were a woman, you were okay. Some of the men died in their sleep soon after. Like, you go to sleep and you die. And they suffered disturbing nightmares, so they refused to sleep. So Wes Craven, he's a director and he created this franchise. He saw these articles and thought it was really different and freaky that, you know, they were going to sleep and die in the middle of, you know, their dreams or mm-hmm. in the middle of their sleep. So that's where that part of the franchise came out. And then his name, he got it from his childhood bully, whose name was Fred Krueger. So that's where the name came from. And as far as his appearance, he said that one night he was just looking outside of his window home. And there was this man that was walking on the sidewalk. You just see like this shadow. And all of a sudden, the man stopped and he glanced over to him. And then he just kept walking off. But like, this left an impression on him, you know, because it's like, whoa, like, how did you even know I was in here looking at you?
Right.
So yes. That is pretty freaky.
It is creepy. I think that's kind of cool. That kid left a mark on him, Fred Krueger kid. But then it just kind of gave him an idea.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I bet that Fred Krueger wasn't as cool as Freddy Krueger. But, you know. yeah. Freddy Krueger is super iconic, dude. You just always think about his Christmas sweater, mm-hmm. his knife glove thing he wears, and then his fedora.
Yeah, like, you see some guy like that? Oh, that's Freddy Krueger. Can't miss him.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought that his face was really creepy, though, because you know how it's burned and everything. So that kind of gives it like a, I don't know, slimy, nasty thing. But
yeah, there's like a gory aspect to it. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always remember that, especially because there's this scene I always think about. He kisses the girl. I think it's Nancy. And then when they're pulling away, it's kind of like almost like cheese or glue. Their faces are combined like that way. And I always think about that whenever I think of Fred Krueger. And it freaked me out. I remember being a little kid being like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I'd be like that too. That's disgusting. Slimy.
It's just giving him some love.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on. The next one is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The original one came out in 1974, and this was also remade eventually in 2022. But basically, the plot follows a group of friends who fall victim to a family of cannibals while on their way to visit an old homestead. The film was marketed as being based on true events to attract a wider audience. Although the character of Leatherface and minor details were inspired by the crimes of murder Ed Gein, the plot is largely fictional. But Ed Gein, I don't know much about him, but I do know him from some of the murder podcasts I listen to. But basically, he was an American murderer. He was known as the Butcher of Plainsfield or the Plainsfield Ghoul. He would basically dig up corpses from local graveyards and he would make keepsakes from their bones and skin. That's where that the whole Leatherface aspect came up, because he'd tear off their faces and wear them and make lampshades and stuff out of people's skin and bones. It really is. It really is. Yeah, I know I've seen this movie, and this is one of those movies that also really freaked me out, because there's an aspect to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre that it's just real people that went crazy, basically, that are just demented. And that is a big possibility, that a lot of people are that way, you know? So, yeah. Or a lot of people can do things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I really like the, well, I don't want to say I really like it, but it's iconic, the chainsaw noise, like, you know, in the haunted houses. But that chainsaw always just reminds me of this movie, too. Like, you know, when you hear that fucking noise, you better fucking make a run for it. Don't look back, because.
Yeah. Oh, I'm out. I'm booking it. You don't even know. Every time I hear that, I mean, I probably trample someone like you got trampled that one time, because I'm like, you need to move out of the way or you're getting steamrolled because I'm out of here.
Oh, God. I don't play with that.
No, same. Have you ever seen these movies, though? The original or the remake?
I think I saw the remake. But again, it was like when it came out, because I remember that they were eating like the body parts. But I forgot a lot of parts of it because I would cover my face. I didn't
see it.
It was a group of us, but I was more a kid, that's why.
Oh, okay.
I mean, as an adult, I'm still scared, but I probably won't cover my face.
So then you saw the original.
It was probably the original one then.
Yeah, because that one came out in 1974. The new one came out in 2022. So.
So yeah, I did see the original one. It was the one where they were like getting fed body parts or something like that in the kitchen.
It always freaked me out. They're sitting in this dining room table and everyone's really weird and they're like being forced to eat stuff and then like being threatened to be killed. And I don't know. It just freaks me out. So
I know.
I don't like it.
I can't believe that existed or that happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. With Ed Gein. Yeah, dude, that's really disturbing stuff, for real. Like, I like it as much as I feel this knot in my stomach. I don't know why. I just like learning about this stuff. It's kind of like maybe nothing faces me anymore. So I'm like, I need to find something that actually makes me feel something, you know, like disturbing, like really fucked
up. You want to feel disturbed.
I want to feel something.
Very, no. Very disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think I want to watch it just for the sake of, I guess, being disturbed. But, yeah. What about you?
I want to watch it just because I want to see... Do they actually show his face?
I don't think so. Because I think he's wearing that leather face mask the whole time, from what I recall.
Yeah, I want to watch it again just to see what the differences are between...
Yeah.
What story or something they're going
by. Yeah. Yeah, like I want to see the original and I want to see the reboot of it. Mm-hmm. So, right, moving on. The next one is The Mothman Prophecies. This one came out in 2002 and it is based on a 1975 book of the same name and was written by parapsychologist John Keel. Have you seen this one really quick?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I actually haven't seen it either. And this is another movie I really want to watch. A little synopsis of the movie. The story follows a reporter who researches the legend of the Mothman. He is still shaken by the death of his wife 2 years earlier, and he is sent to cover a news piece and ends up inexplicably finding himself in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, where there have been sightings of this unusual creature and other unexplained phenomena. So the film claims to be based on actual events that occurred between November 1966 and December 1967 in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Do you know anything about the Mothman?
No.
Okay. So the Mothman is a humanoid bird-like cryptid that has wings and glowing red eyes, and he is said to come around when there's bad news on its way. So somebody said they saw this creature. It was huge. It flew. It was kind of chasing them. They had red eyes. They always talk about the wings. And then a few days later, this bridge collapsed and a lot of people died. It's like a premonition of something bad that's going to happen. So it's pretty freaky, but yeah.
So the other day I was watching something scary, like scary things that happen. And I think they said something about the Mothman, now that I'm recalling. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, like a human person with red eyes and wings. And he had wings and like, yeah, he was just making bad things happen. I don't know if he was like just doing it to this couple, but like he'd be appearing in their house. And the lady was in the room and she got locked out. And then the husband was there and she screamed. But then he disappeared and he left like a mark on the door, and then they couldn't open the door and the handle was really hot.
What movie? It was this a movie?
No, this was not a movie. It was just like stuff that has happened to people. And
They were talking
about it.
Like, yeah.
What happened. So they said it was, I think it was a Mothman.
Oh, yeah. So depending on who you ask and what you read and stuff, some people think that he is like a bad person, like he brings doom. He brings those events to life. But there are also people that are like, he's more innocent. He's just kind of trying to warn you that something's going to happen. So it kind of depends. I personally am more on that side of like, I don't think he's evil. I think he's just trying to kind of warn you.
But something's bad's going to happen.
So basically, yeah, just be careful.
Oh, yeah. I'll shut my eyes every time I see him. Then I don't have to see him.
Like, no, I'm good.
Thanks for that, but no thanks.
So, is this a movie do you think you'd want to watch?
I think so. I don't think it's as scary as, like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or, like, the Annabelle movie. For some reason, I think that even though it's a doll, I think it's scarier than this.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
From what I've heard, it's not really terrifying. It's more of a suspense type of thriller movie, so.
I like those.
Yeah, me too. All right, and then the final movie we're going to be talking about today is The Exorcist, and this one came out in 1973. It is based on the 1971 novel by William Peter Blatty, also called The Exorcist. I'm really stoked about this one. I'm telling you, I'm super obsessed with this movie. The book and the movie detail the demonic possession of 12-year-old Reagan McNeil, the daughter of a famous actress, and it also follows a psychiatrist priest who attempts to exorcise the demon. So the novel was inspired by a 1949 case of demonic possession and exorcism that the writer heard about while he was a student in the class of 1950 in Georgetown University, which Georgetown University is in Washington, D.C., by the way. So the case goes like this. In the late 1940s, in the U.S., priests of the Roman Catholic Church performed a series of exorcisms on an anonymous boy documented under the pseudonym of Roland Doe or Robbie Mannheim. This 14-year-old boy was an alleged victim of demonic possession, and the events were recorded by the attending priest, Raymond J. Bishop. A lot of these supernatural claims and elements were added into the novel and into the movie, and they eventually reported the boy's real identity. His real name was Ronald Edwin Hunkler, and he actually passed away May 10 of 2020, so that was like really recent. I saw some accounts of like people were saying that he really wasn't possessed. He was just basically a brat. So it just kind of depends on what sources you read or get your information from. But either way, I mean, this still made a really good ass movie. But yeah, again, like I was saying earlier, this movie, the fact that it came out in 1973, you know, with everything, you know, how obviously a lot of things have improved over the years as far as like CGI and effects and all that stuff. But I just feel like it was done so well. The story was really, really good. The way it was directed, the way it was filmed. Yeah, you're going to be able to tell, obviously, that it's an older movie just because of everything they wore. And I don't know. I just hadn't felt this way about a movie in a very, very long time. Especially, I think the thing is, especially a horror movie. I haven't felt this way about a horror movie in a very, very long time.
Well, it's like I told you, like, even though they're, you know, everything that they used back then is obviously way different than it is now, but like they tended to make stuff by hand and like, you know, yeah, actually use realistic stuff. So it's actually kind of scary that like, oh shit, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, it adds another element of it that it just works in its favor. I just love this movie. Honestly, it's, if I had to rank it right now, it's probably number one on my favorite scary movies. Insidious used to be my favorite one. I still like it. I just feel like this one is just on another level.
So how bloody or stuff is it like that?
There's some gore. There's a little bit of blood. There is, I will say. I don't think it's as bad as like Leatherface or any of those type of movies. I think it's a lot of, I don't know. I just found myself being like, what the fuck? I'd see something, I'd be like, what the fuck? I just say, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, oh, shit. But like in a good way, like I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, right. I just felt really different from,
did you she know. Turn her face backwards?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should know that from Scary Movie. That's what she did.
And are you all the way around?
Yep.
Hey, with the tongue.
Yep, she did that too. You have to see it. I don't want to spoil more because this is another movie that I just think you just need to watch it.
Well, I do want to see it now that you say, you know, if you say it's a good movie, then it's a good movie. And I really want to see it. So hopefully we can get to see it sometime.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. So like all these movies that we're talking about today, we have a long list, let me tell you.
And that's only this list, but there's probably a bunch more.
Well, first of all, Texas Chainsaw probably has like 6 movies. Nightmare on Elm Street, same thing. Same thing with The Conjuring. They're all franchises, so there's a lot of movies to watch.
Yeah, it's a very long list. Like, I don't think we're going to get through it this year.
Not this year, but we keep working on it.
Yeah.
We can still watch some scary movies during Christmas season.
Yeah, why not? Like Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah.
For Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. That one's definitely a Christmas movie, too, technically. So, but yeah, it was really fun. I got to, you know, learn some stuff about some of these movies that I didn't even know about.
Me, too. So. I learned a lot about ones I know I definitely need to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think the first one, Exorcist.
Yeah.
First on the list, I think.
Yes.
But yeah. So remember that you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to check out the Allied Rebels website. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. I had a blast.
I did too.
Right on. Until our next transmission. Toodaloo, fellow Rebels.
That's disgusting. Slimy.
It's just giving him some love.
Yeah.